The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, Nerd Clan. Welcome back to Blake's Book Club for Midnight Sun. Today we are talking about Chapter 6, Blood Type. And, you know, another chapter that just makes me really creeped out by Edward. In the worst way. In fact, he kind of sounds like a serial killer in this chapter. And, I mean, that's actually not that far off, to be honest. The fact that he is a killer, and the fact that he's a vampire, and has killed people before, and is right on the precipice of killing Bella. Though, we know that won't happen, and we know even within this particular text that the likelihood of that happening is very slim, simply because he just desires her too much. So, you know, that fine line of desire and total infatuation and hatred is a very thin one. It's very, very thin. And it's easy to ride that line. But when I talk about it and I'm reading it, and perhaps it's just because I'm getting older now. Again, I know that I said that in one of the previous chapters. And oh, by the way, you're going to hear my air conditioning in the background. So, Mary's turning it off for me. There you go. Okay, no problem. Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome.
Everybody, Mary, say hi to everybody in Blake's
hi,
Book Club.
Everybody.
Actually, sorry, say hi again.
Hi, everybody.
So Mary is sitting next to me, and it is 9:52 p.m. And before I continue, I know that I said, well, at least my goal was to do one chapter per day. So I'm hoping to do at least two tonight and publish them and try to make up for the fact that I haven't done one in the past 3 days or so. It's just been a wild week between Harry Potter and home renovations and everything that's going on in the middle with children. So just haven't been able to get the schedule done right so I can get these done for you. But here we are, Chapter 6. And one of the things that when I'm reading it, and again, perhaps I'm just getting old, and I have a much larger...
You're not old.
I'm getting older, okay? And I just have a larger viewpoint, a more macro viewpoint, I think, than I did when I first read these books. And it might just be the tone in which it is written, but when you have this interaction... between Bella and Edward. It's when Edward is talking about, oh, do you think your mother would be okay with, you know, your choices? And she says, yeah, as long as they're not too scary. And he says, and she says, what do you mean by scary? Multiple facial piercings and extensive tattoos? And she grinned at me. That's one definition, I suppose, a very non-threatening definition to my mind. What's your definition? She always asks the wrong questions, or exactly the right ones. Maybe. The ones I didn't want to answer at any rate. Do you think that I could be scary? I asked her, trying to smile a little. She thought it through before answering me in a serious voice. I think you could be if you wanted to. I was serious, too. Are you frightened of me now? She answered once, not thinking this one through. No. It's just so... it's like so dramatic for the sake of drama, and it's so like emo. It's so emo. It's so funny. And it's really creepy the way that it sounds. There's even one interaction between Edward and Bella in the lunchroom that they have together. And I got to see if I can find it here. Where they're talking to each other. And he's like, wow, okay. Here it is. So in plain English, are we friends now? I ponder that for a second. Friends? I repeated. I didn't like the sound of that. It wasn't enough. Or not, she mumbled, looking embarrassed. Did she think I didn't like her that much? I smiled. Well, we could try, I suppose, but I'm warning you now that I'm not a good friend for you. And I waited for her response, torn into wishing she would finally hear and understand, thinking I might die if she did. I might die if she did.
How? You can't die, Edward. You can't die.
I know. How? And Edward at least has some self-awareness here, where he says, how melodramatic.